Good evening, and welcome to the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. U.S. equities ended mostly higher this week, with strong outperformance in the Russell 2000 and some minor weakness in the NASDAQ. Big tech was mixed, with Nvidia and Meta lagging, though Tesla was the standout. Other outperformers included hospitals, precious metals miners, E&Ps, airlines, insurers, home builders, and food. Underperformers included software, beverages, auto parts retailers, biotech, life sciences, and semiconductor equipment. Treasuries were mixed with the curve flattening. The dollar index was slightly stronger, but the big story was the yen touching its weakest point since 1990 overnight. Gold was up 3.6%, continuing its rally, and reached new all-time highs this week. WTI crude rose 3.2% amid heightened tensions in Ukraine and the Middle East. The market navigated a shortened trading week deprived of any meaningful catalysts, with most looking to PCE this Friday and non-farm payrolls next Friday. Still, there was some talk about overbought conditions and rebalancing dynamics as the S&P locked in its fifth straight month of gains. There was also some early week focus on China, demand headwinds, and EU probes for select tech names. The most notable news event this week was the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which brought supply chain and transit disruptions back into focus, especially coupled with the Red Sea crisis. Nevertheless, this week saw little change in the broader bullish market narrative focused on a June rate cut from the Fed, a firmer macro backdrop, and AI secular growth. Most notable Fed speak leaned hawkish and came from Fed Governor Waller, who repeated his view that the risk of waiting longer to ease rates is significantly lower than acting too soon. There was a decent amount of economic data this week. March Consumer Confidence Index printed at 104.7 versus the consensus of 107, essentially unchanged month over month. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index beat slightly, with consumers noting they were confident inflation will continue to soften and expect their financial situations to improve over the coming months. Elsewhere, headline February durable goods orders increased month over month, breaking 2 months of consecutive drops. Regarding housing, February pending home sales rose 1.6% month over month versus expectations for a decline of 1%. February new home sales missed consensus, with median sales price of $400,500, the lowest since June 2021. From a narrative perspective, there are both bullish and bearish developments this week. On the bullish side, market strength broadened with meaningful S&P 500 equal weight outperformance. The market held up despite some outsized selling in tech and end-of-month and quarter rebalancing. Bond volatility continued to decline, and Michigan consumer one-year inflation expectations in March was the lowest since December 2020. On the bearish side, there were some hawkish comments from Waller, who said recent inflation data was disappointing. CRE concerns are also in the headlines, with S&P lowering outlooks on several regional banks. February new home sales also unexpectedly edged down. Big tech has tensions with China and the EU, and JP Morgan's chief equity strategist warned of possible unexpected market sell-off this year. In corporate news, this week started with some headwinds for big tech and semis, with Apple facing growing demand concerns in China. Separately, China introduced new policies banning chips from Advanced Micro Devices and Intel on government PCs and servers. EU regulators also launched probes into Apple, Google, and Meta. Reddit finished up 30% on its first day of trading, but caught a short report from HedgeEye. Merck up on FDA approval of WinRevere. Coinbase will face an SEC lawsuit after a court rules that it operates as an exchange. The Lucid Group announced a $1 billion investment from an affiliate of Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. UPS guided 2026 revenue above expectations, though excessive optimism was noted by analysts. There was some focus on Walgreens and CVS amid Amazon's plan to launch prescription delivery service in major U.S. cities. Robinhood was boosted by the launch of its first credit card. Krispy Kreme was boosted by its broader partnership with McDonald's. Additionally, Johnson & Johnson is in talks to acquire Shockwave Medical. Among this week's notable reporters, Walgreens beat, with U.S. healthcare a bright spot. Merck had a solid earnings beat and forecast to return to volume growth this year. GameStop shares took a big hit after announcing job cuts and disappointing earnings. Cintas beat and raised with tailwinds from lower energy and interest costs. Carnival EPS and EBITDA beat and expects a $10 million impact from the bridge collapse. Next week, we'll hear reports from PVH on Monday post-close, Paychex Tuesday pre-open, Dave & Buster's and Cal-Maine Foods Tuesday evening, BlackBerry and Levi's on Wednesday evening, and Conagra, Lamb Weston Holdings, and RPM International Thursday pre-open. On the calendar next week for macro events, Monday morning brings PMI and ISM manufacturing. Tuesday morning brings the JOLTS and durable goods reports, while Wednesday morning brings the ADP employment report, PMI composite, and ISM services reports. Thursday morning is the jobless claims report, and Friday morning brings non-farm payrolls. That's it for this week's FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.